Masechet Tamid, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. After the Kohen was chosen to do the Terumat HaDeshen, the Kohen who was in charge would lead all of the rest of the Kohanim who were there through the Azara, the courtyard, to check it out and make sure that everything was in order before they started the Avodah, the service in the Bet HaMikdash. Natalet HaMafteach Upatach Et HaPishpash. The Kohen in charge, he took the key, and he opened the gate. He opened the small door on the Bet HaMoked, the house of fire. And they went in. V'nichnas mi-Bet HaMoked la'Azara. They went in from the hall of fire into the Azara, the courtyard. V'nichnasu aharav. The other Kohanim followed him, and they entered the courtyard after him. U'shte avukot shel ur bayadam. They would carry two torches of fire in their hand, and they would use it to light their way, to illuminate their path through the courtyard, because it was still dark out. They would split up into two groups. Some of the Kohanim would walk under the roofed area in the Azara on the side. To the east, there was a roofed area. Some would walk down that way, and some would walk under the roofed area to the west. And what were they doing? Why are they walking around over here? Hayubodkin veholchin, they would walk around and check the entire outer area of the Azara to make sure that all of the kelim, all of the vessels of the Bet HaMikdash were in their proper spots and everything was okay. Achimagiin limkom bet oseh havitim, and they would walk around until they got to the room where they would make the havitin on the east side of the Azara of the courtyard. The havitin was the flour offering, the loaves that the Kohen Gadol would have prepared, and the Kohen Gadol would offer this every single day. So they would go all the way into that spot, and then higiu elu va'elu, they both, when they arrived together to the same spot, amru shalom hakol shalom, they said to each other, it is well, all is well, that they found everything to be in the proper spot. He'emidu oseh havitim la'asot havitim, then they appointed some of the Kohanim over there to become the makers of the Havitin loaves, and they started heating up the water in order to make the Havitin properly. Masechet Tamid, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. Now the Mishnah will talk about how the Terumat HaDeshen was done. Mishnah says, Mi shezachal yitrom et hamizbeach, hu yitrom et hamizbeach. The Kohen who won the lottery to separate ash from the Mizbeach would then go and separate the ash from the Mizbeach. והם אומרים לו, היזהר, שמא תיגע בכלי עד שתקדש ידיך ורגליך מן הכיור. The other Kohanim would tell him, be very careful, don't touch any of the vessels of the Bet HaMikdash before you wash your hands and you wash your feet from the kiyor. They wanted to make sure that he didn't touch the shovel that was used to collect the ash from the Mizbeach before he washed his hands and feet from the kiyor, which was a large copper basin that was in between the Mizbeach and the Hechal. They were nervous that if he picked up the shovel, that he would go right to do the Terumat HaDeshen, and if he didn't wash his hands and feet, it would be prohibited. So they told him, make sure you wash your hands and feet before you do anything. V'harei ha-mahta nituna b'miksoa ben ha-kevesh la-mizbeach b'ma'aracho shel kevesh. And they also told him that the shovel was placed on the floor in the corner between the ramp and the Mizbeach, to the west of the ramp. Maybe the Kohen here, it was his first time involved in Terumat HaDeshen, and therefore they wanted to, the other Kohanim would give him notice on what he should be doing because he was maybe wasn't informed. And Adam Nichnas Imo, nobody else would enter the area of the Azara with him. Only the Kohen who is involved in the Avodah actively is allowed between that spot, and the Terumat HaDeshen was done by a single Kohen, so nobody else was allowed to go in with him. He had no candle, no lamp in his hand to provide him with light. Rather, he walked by the light of the Mizbeach's fire. The Mizbeach gave off a little bit of light, and that's what he used to navigate, to walk around. The Kohanim didn't see him when he walked to the kiyor to wash, because the ramp of the Mizbeach would block their view. They didn't hear his footsteps either, because he was walking very quietly. עד ששומעין כל העץ שעשה בן קטין מוכני לכיור. They didn't know that he reached the spot to wash until they heard the sound of the wood machine that a Kohen named Ben Katin made as a wheel for the Kiyor. This Kohen, during the times of the second Bet HaMikdash named Ben Katin, he made a system that the Kiyor every single day would be lowered into a well of water at night, and then it would raise up again during the morning. It was a wheel that would lower it, and it was a pulley system that even enabled only one Kohen to handle it, and it made a very loud sound. The reason it would have to be lowered every single day is because technically the Kiyor is a Kli Sharet. It's a sanctified, holy item of the Beit HaMikdash. Anything left inside of a Kli Sharet overnight would be unfit for use in the Beit HaMikdash. So the Kiyor would have to be emptied every single day from the water, and then it would have to be refilled. So Ben Katin thought that was a little bit disrespectful to the water that was in the Beit HaMikdash, that we would just quickly get rid of it because it wasn't fit to use anymore. So he created a system to stop this. When they lowered the Kiyor into the well, the water that was there would connect to the water that was underground, and it would prevent it from becoming unfit for the next day. So only at that point in time, when they heard the sound of that wheel, did the Kohanim know what he was up to. And as when they heard that sound, they said right away, the time is coming for us to wash our hands and feet. When they heard the sound from the Mizbeach, they knew that he was about to do the Tirumat HaDeshen. He was about to remove the Esh. So they knew that at that point in time, when that was over, they would have to go wash their hands and feet from the Kiyor. So they started to prepare to do this. Kidesh Yadav V'Raglav Min HaKiyor. After he raised the Kiyor with the wheel, the Kohen who won the lottery, he washed his hands and feet from the Kiyor. Natal Machtat HaKesef V'Ala L'Rosh HaMizbeach. He then took that shovel that was kept, the silver shovel that was kept near the Mizbeach. He walked back to the ramp, and he went up the ramp to the top of the Mizbeach. U'Pina Et HaGehalim Helach V'Helach. And he, using that shovel, he moved aside the large coals that were there, that were on top of the fire. He moved them to either side. Then Hatamin Hameukalot Apinimiyot, he scooped up the coals that were in the inside, that were the innermost, because they were going to be the ones that were really burned and were almost ash. Ve'yala, then he came down the ramp and he faced south, and he had the shovel in his hands. He came downwards. Higia Laritzpa, then he got to the floor down the ramp. Hafach Panav Letzafon, and he turned his face, he turned his body to the north. And then halach lemizracho, he walked north. Shel kevesh ke'eser amot, he walked about 10 amot from the foot of the ramp. Savar tagehalim, then he carefully piled up the coals that he had al gabe haritzpa on the floor. Rahok min hakevesh shelosha tefahim, 3 tefahim away from the side of the ramp, right on the side of the ramp. Mekom shenotnin murot haof, in that spot where they would put the crops of the bird olah offerings that were brought. They were also burned on that mizbeach, or right near that mizbeach. V'dishun mizbeach ha-penimi v'ha-menorah, and also where they would put the ash of the ketoret from the inner mizbeach and the ash from the lamps of the mizbeach. All of these ashes would be placed at this spot daily, and a miracle would happen, and the floor of the azara would absorb them, would swallow them up.